Yes, after more than 10 years behind bars, Drew Peterson is back in the news. The former Boiling Brook cop convicted of murdering his third wife, Kathleen Savio, has opened up about life in prison, ongoing legal battles. Did an exclusive interview with our friend Ashley Banfield over at News Nation. Despite once excluding his infamous swagger, Peterson now shows some visible signs of age and strain in this interview, navigating the prison guards or grounds with a cane and acknowledging the toll incarceration has taken on him. Being incarcerated weighs on you. It beats you up, he says. Peterson confessed during the interview, revealing a more subdued demeanor than his previous self. In the candid discussion, Peterson attributed his conviction to his personality rather than concrete evidence. People don't like me. I'm obnoxious, he admitted, referring to the media frenzy surrounding his case of the disappearance of his fourth wife, Stacy. Peterson acknowledged his unconventional behavior, stating, people want to believe that I killed someone. Think about it. A policeman killing his wives, that's juicy. It is, and it's also somewhat plausible, Scott, especially if you knew that you had a little clout there, and maybe people will look the other way.
Yeah.
Despite the gravity of his situation, Peterson maintains his innocence in both Kathleen Savio's death and Stacy's disappearance. He insists that Stacy left after discovering his infidelity, a claim that's been widely scrutinized by law enforcement and the public. In a surprising revelation, Peterson disclosed that his children, including those from his marriages to Kathleen and Stacy, have never broached the subject of their mother's deaths or disappearances. We've never discussed it one way or the other, he stated, emphasizing the family's avoidance of the topic. How do you avoid that?
That's a really good question.
Like, when he's in jail for murder, you don't ever, like, sit there and go, hey, we got to talk about something here. This seems a little bit off.
Yeah. What? How do you get around that?
Yeah, I don't know that you... I guess, you know, it would be a very awkward conversation to have with a person that may have killed them. But sometimes you got to have those tough talks.
You know, it's kind of like when your mom wants to talk to you about the birds and the bees. She always had a sneaky way to do it. We would be in the car going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't like jump out on the freeway.
Yeah.
You know, going down 494 in Bloomington, Minnesota. And she starts talking to me about the birds and the bees. And I'm looking like at every off ramp, like, can I jump out of the car now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you have a tough conversation. That's how you do it. You have the person kind of locked.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go anywhere, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. He's also he's been back in the Will County courtroom this week seeking a new trial as well. Asking the judge for another mental competency evaluation, claiming the last one was inconclusive. His public defenders say that they want the neuropsychologist to evaluate Peterson's mental capacity. He's 70 now. And so we'll see. We'll see. He's also stating that he believes that he did not have adequate representation from his former attorneys and thinks that it should be done again. We'll see. We'll see what happens with it. And another interesting tidbit with this, too, the sister of... the wife of
Stacy,
of Stacy thinks she may have found her remains in an Illinois canal using sonar. She said she's talked to the police. She said that they have not done a whole lot, but she said she's willing to get in there herself and do some digging to see what she can find out.
Well, and here's what's interesting. Even if it's not Stacy, it sounds like it's a human body that's down there because she said that she is seen on on sonar, but looks like an upside down human skull with two eye sockets filled with silt and a lower jawbone that fell off. If that's not human remains,
it's sonar,
somebody
though.
Needs to look into it.
It could be a cat. I mean, sonar and that sort of stuff. It's not like you're getting a sonogram or something like that today where you can like literally see your kid's face or something before they're born. There's things that look like things that may be nothing. And so the odds of her finding the body are pretty freaking low. Could it be done? Yeah, possibly. And should law enforcement take a look at it? Yes. But just because she's looking at a sonar image and goes, this kind of looks like a skull, doesn't necessarily mean it's a skull. Unless she's a sonar expert and knows how to read those sort of things, which I don't believe she is. It could be anything. And there's a lot of skulls and bones and shit that ends up in waterways. Yeah. And it's not necessarily human beings either. There's animals. So I don't know. Should it be looked at? Yeah, I can't imagine it would take a lot of effort to get in there and check that out. I don't know. I've never been in a situation like that, but
Look at what they're doing in Baltimore with the bridge. I mean, they were looking for bodies in really murky water. So it can be done.
It can be done.
Maybe they should just drop somebody down there, take a look at what she saw.
Yeah, it should be.
You know, there's a human being missing, you know?
It should be examined without a doubt. And it'd be very interesting to see what they find. It really would. When questioned about his motivations for speaking out, particularly regarding his children, Peterson remained steadfast in his conviction. My conscience is clear, so how can I clear it anymore, he declared. Despite the media attention and speculation surrounding the case, Peterson expressed a desire to fade into obscurity. During further accusations and charges, I'd rather be forgotten, he asserted. Forget me.
Okay, well, we can do that.
We can do that, but not until we hold you accountable for everything that you've done. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe he's a little bit paranoid about other charges coming at him, especially if they do find a body, or what else they find. And what else has Scott been up to in his life that he's never been charged for? I don't know. He was a very interesting human being when the case was going on, before he was arrested. The way that he would handle interviews. And it was very much a screw it all. I don't give a shit what you say or do to me. And I don't care what my attorneys say I should or shouldn't do. I'm just going to be me. Very, very narcissistic and very, very believing whatever he says. Now, and that's fine if what you're saying is true, you want to be like that. Not the most advisable from an attorney standpoint, but something that, you know, you're being you, you're being your authentic self, which people like. But at the same point, narcissists to this level, they can really believe their shit, and they need to believe their shit. So it's not hard to believe that if he did kill somebody, he found a way to justify it in his mind so that he was able to tell people that it wasn't his fault. It wasn't him. They went away. This happened, that happened. And find some way forward. So who knows? He's a very bizarre individual, without a doubt. And someone who was the head of the law enforcement for quite a while, too, in that area, which has got to be...
that's a little disturbing.
But we were talking about this the other day, the trends of individuals who happen to have severe narcissistic tendencies, traits, or disorder. It's high. It's high in these fields. It's high in law enforcement. It's high in... anything of that area. It's high in a lot of areas, but that happens to be another area that is very high. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But if you haven't checked it out yet, I believe it's on newsnationnow.com. That's their website, in Ashley's section. If you want to watch that complete interview, it's fascinating.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.